Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Yeah, I look at every city. Every city has a downtown that has buildings, and those buildings have a window. And they didn't just build that window. They built that window for somebody to work inside that window. So that's why I look at it for me to set staff. I can go any city, staff, and put someone inside of that window.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop. All right, guys, welcome back. EYL special edition. We back home, back in New York. But we got a Detroit flavor to it.
Our Detroit lineage is growing.
Yeah, we got a whole crew in Detroit.
It's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Ken. Yeah. Shout out to Jalen Rose. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Chill.
E.T.
Yes. Who else am I missing? We know a lot of people in Detroit.
Yeah, man.
Detroit, like, is like old New York. I feel like it's just like a lot of...
How far back you going?
Like, in, like 90s, like 90s era. Like, it's just like a lot of dudes that's just real cool, get money. Like, it's like, it's not like over the top flashy. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of places we go to and it feels like you're in a rap video 24/7. A
lot of pretentiousness.
Yeah. Detroit just like real, like genuine people.
Solid dudes, stand-up dudes.
Yeah.
And the females just show a lot of love too. So shout out to them.
Allegedly.
That's what I heard.
Allegedly. But the last time we was in Detroit, we interviewed Jalen Rose.
Yeah.
And on that trip, we did a couple of other pit stops. So my guy Chill, shout out to Chill. He had connected with us in AB, and he said that he wanted to take us on a tour of a watch company. Shinola. And he was just talking about, like, you know, it's a watch company and, you know, my guy, he's in there and kind of gave us the spill.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool. I wasn't really fully focused on it, yeah. but I'm like, all right.
Why I think not? We stayed at the hotel a few times too.
Yeah, we did stay at the hotel.
Yeah.
So long story short, we got to the office and it's really dope. And we got a good education on watches.
Yes.
We're both watch connoisseurs. And they told us how it's an American-based company.
Mm-hmm.
And they were taking kids from Detroit and teaching them how to be master watchmakers. And like giving us the whole education on how to actually make a watch, a timepiece, clocks, yeah. different things of that nature. And it was actually very interesting. So Mario Kelly, we got introduced to him through Chill. And he's the one that actually set the tour up for us. So we met him, and then he started telling us his backstory, which is actually something that's very interesting within itself. So after the conversation, we like, yo, we just got to get you on EYL, bro. Let's do it. And 2 weeks later, we're here.
So we're here.
I'm going to give the backstory.
A little hibachi in between.
First and foremost, welcome to New York.
I appreciate it, man. That's having me on here.
All good. So when we met Mario, he said that, all right, he has a staffing company, and mm-hmm. he has a cleaning company. And he started it, I think, with
$27. $27 for a cleaning job.
I think that was the word. I was like, yo, Shai, he started with $27. You're like, yo, we got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
I didn't say less.
Well, what happened was, it was two things. He started with $27, so that's a good story within itself. But it was a proof of concept that was already, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
So he has, correct me if I'm wrong, Ford Field.
Yep, Ford Field.
Ford Field.
Little Caesars Arena.
So the Pistons.
Comerica Park, Detroit Tigers.
Comerica Park.
Fox Theater. DTE. So any sports or entertainment company, venue in the city of Detroit.
So that's pretty impressive, because that's like that's the baseball team, the football team, and the basketball team.
And the hockey team.
Yep. And he does staffing for the cleaning, right?
Yes.
So two things. I've been wanting to do an episode on cleaning services for a while. So that was one. And then the fact that he's been able to scale in such a short period of time and the fact that he started with very limited resources. So
And the journey, like the journey to get to the staffing is like incredible, right? Like, and we'll get into it, but just the grind and the hustle and the determination to say, like, I'm going to do something and do it special. But like, and then take over the city. Like, you really took over the city.
Put the city on my back, let's say that.
Literally. So let's bring this back. When did you start?
I started with the staff and actually just getting a name and business cards in like 2017. It was just more so just setting up a name and just learning about it, as far as YouTube, Google, different things like that.
So it started, it's two things that you have going on, right? You got a staffing company, and then you have a cleaning company?
Yes, I have a staffing agency, and then I have a corporate cleaning company.
So what started first, staffing or cleaning?
Staffing started first.
All right. So what gives you the idea to have just randomly start a staffing company?
Well, I've growing up in the projects, there was a gentleman down there named Mr. Love. Mr. Love used to get people jobs from the projects with Pepsi Cola. So Pepsi Cola had a $72 million tax abatement. They put a new factory in the neighborhood. So with that, they had to hire 100 people from the neighborhood. So Mr. Love used to set up jobs for people from the neighborhood with Pepsi Cola. So growing up, I always knew about staffing. But later on in life, Wolverine Packing, they owned the projects now. They came down there and they were looking for 50 people to get hired. They couldn't find anyone. We got white guys walking around the projects with suits on. They thinking it's the FBI. So the people in the neighborhood were like,
boys here.
Yeah, you have to get in contact with Mario Kelly. You know, so they ended up getting in contact with me because I've been doing community service, you know, so I'm like a community activist prior to that. You know, getting coached for kids, you know, free lunches for the kids and stuff. So my name was in the community as a community activist. So when they came down, they needed 50 people to work. I ended up getting 150 people to fill out an application. So after that, he was just like, you need to start a staffing company. And I said, well, you know, you're going to have to be rich to start a staffing company. You know, I'm thinking that's more of a white collar majority business. I'm like, you have to be rich to start a staffing company. He's like, no, you don't. So from that point, I dove right into YouTube, learned about markup, scaling, recruiting, anything about staffing. I dove right into YouTube and just for like a good six to nine months, just learned about staffing.
So just watched every staffing video that you...
Anything.
YouTube University.
So what did you learn while you were watching those videos that helped you start the company?
It's more so just about the main thing with staffing is recruiting and markup. Understanding how to build a client, different clients, you have to build them at different rates. You know, if it's a 40-hour a month rate, you know, it may be 40-hour a week, I'm sorry, you may have to build them a little bit different than someone's just attempt to hire. You know, so it's just more so learning about the markup and recruiting.
So you got, the story is the $27, but I want to get to the point where you're at 27. Because I know you shared to me the story about the rubber. I see you still got the rubber bands on.
Yeah, I took it off.
A rubber band.
Well, there's a story behind that. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, I mean, how we got down to the 27 and just that determination to get you to say, all right, I'm going to start this staffing company?
I was actually got divorced, was homeless. My ex-wife at the time had got a lawsuit for like $250,000. And I came home to a Dear John letter with $1,500. So at that point, I literally had to figure out what can I do. So I knew that back in the day, the WWJD, what would Jesus do, rubber bands? I said, let me figure something out like that. But these are called reminder bands. So it's to remind you to believe in what you want to do. Believe in your dreams, you know. So I was going around downtown. I ended up ordering these for 3 cents off of Made in China. So I'm just going around downtown, just asking people, do you believe in yourself? And if you say yes, okay, give us a donation. You know, I went around downtown for about 6 months doing that. One time the city council stepped in. I gave the city council some rubber bands. They put it on their Facebook page and it just blew up from there. So now when I'm coming downtown, people are literally looking for me. They called me the Believe Man. So now they're giving me $5, $10, $15 for a rubber band. So now I'm using it like a hustle. I'm hustling. I'm copping. 3 cents, get 1,000 rubber bands, go back and sell them, get another 1,000 rubber bands, back and forth. You know, this is my job.
So that leads you to, how much money did you get up to, right? Because important.
From the rubber bands, I ended up getting up to 17,000. You know, I'm still in the van, putting my savings in the little spare tire in the back of the van, and I end up getting up to 17,000 and end up riding. So now I'm learning about manifestation. And I'm parking in front of people's houses in like the suburbs of Detroit because this is where I live at. This is how I feel like this is where I live. So every night I'm coming, I'm parking somewhere. And one night I ended up seeing a guy selling his house in the area. So now my whole mindset is to get up to the 17,000. Well, I got to 17,000. So I approached him with that to buy the house.
You bought the house?
Yeah, I bought the house.
Oh, we left that part of the story out?
And I ain't even go. That's the foundation of me starting all of that because I had to have a place to stay. I was really just wanting to get the house so I can take a shower and sleep and just get downtown.
That was like the down payment?
No, you know, Detroit has a house market. Oh, the house was ran down.
Oh.
You know, so I ended up getting...
you purchased the house for $17,000?
$6,500.
Land bank?
Yep, land bank house.
Detroit land bank, yep.
So it was a like dilapidated house.
Yeah.
In a good neighborhood, a bad house in a good neighborhood.
It was a good house in a great neighborhood. It was abandoned.
Oh, it was abandoned.
Mm-hmm. It was abandoned. It was just, it was a, you know, great neighborhood, University District. So it's one of the best neighborhoods in Detroit.
Okay. So you took over the bando. And what happened there?
Took over the, no, really, it was. It was a bando. I took over the bando. Ended up getting the bathroom together. That was the first thing I saw. I felt like I needed was just a toilet and a shower and just clearing a room out where I can just sleep. So that was the concept, just getting the bathroom and a room together so I can get the job, you know, go back down there with the rubber bands. So from there, it just room by room. Okay, now I got the bathroom, my room. Let's get the kids' room together. Let's get the living room. Let's get the kitchen.
Oh, so you're attacking it piece by piece.
Yeah, so.
So you got the house. You study on YouTube University. Is this happening at the same time?
Yes, I'm still staffing, looking into everything. I'm learning about staffing at this particular time.
So what is the transition? When do you, obviously you're doing the bands. At some point you stopped doing the bands, right?
Well, the bands went to t-shirts.
Okay.
So now they're asking for shirts. We had a local choir called the Detroit Youth Choir. I don't know if you guys ever heard. They were on America's Got Talent. They reached out to me because they were trying to, I started doing collaborations. So anybody that had anything going on, it would be Believe in EYL, Believe in DYC. So I'm just trying to do collaborations with anybody in the city to get the brand going. So I ended up collaborating with the Detroit Youth Choir. Got them some shirts made and everything. And then Shinola reached out because they wanted them to come on a tour of the headquarters. So at this particular time, the Detroit Youth Choir was huge in the city. You know, it just came off second place from America's Got Talent. The city had came together since they lost America's Got Talent. The city came together and gave them $1 million.
Mm.
So they were like, the whole city was behind them. So while with the t-shirts, Shinola reached out to me and said, hey, we want to do a tour with you guys with the youth choir. So that's how, that's what the first step of the Shinola.
And they said, call Mario Kelly.
Well, actually they called Mr. White from the Detroit Youth Choir. And he just, he contacted me and said, hey, you want to go on this tour with us? You know, so.
I remember Envy and Angela Yee was telling us how they bought a house for like $10,000 in Detroit like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice house. That was a nice house. They probably have to put them with a furnace and a hot water tank in there.
That was crazy. So, all right. So, okay. So now you're making t-shirts.
Yeah, now I'm making t-shirts.
Then what's the next step after that?
Once we do the tour at Shinola, the same tour that we did.
Yeah.
We walk into a room with some board members to sit down, and the room is dirty. So as we're coming in, they're trying to clean up. And I say, hey, I got a cleaning company.
Did you have a cleaning company?
Well, you know, growing up, we all have cleaners. You know, we all had chores to do. So I knew how to clean, but having an actual cleaning
company. You didn't have the actual cleaning company?
You spoke it into existence.
I spoke it into existence, yeah, right? Yeah, I just seen it was an opportunity.
Listen, everybody, this is your man, Steve Harvey. My partners over at Earn Your Leisure. They are kicking off their first Invest Fest World Tour on October 31st.
I got my gun on me, I'm with the killies. I got my gang on the hunt for the spinach. You say up and I've come for the finish. Tryna run up on you, I'm in your city.
It will be, get a load of this, at the Royal Albert Hall in London, England. This year's speakers list include Earn Your Leisure, Terrence J., Wall Street Trapper, Eon Dunlap, my business development director, Tabiti Stevens, 19 Keys, and many, many more. Get your tickets before they are gone at investfesteuro.com.
You know, so they were like, oh, okay, well, you know, you can come in and give us a proposal and different things like that. You know, at this time, I don't know anything about how to, you know, run a proposal for a cleaning company. Now, I've studied the staffing, but the cleaning, no, I didn't understand how to do that. So I got home. I was excited to be, had an opportunity. Like, you know, they got a black guy. They said I can come in Shinola and clean. I'm just trying to put a budget together. Like, okay, how many people will it take? 3 people, 7 hours. This is what I pay them. So this is what I should charge them. I think I came up with a price like maybe like $6,200 or something. It was just enough to pay my employees for a month, and I think I added like maybe $1,500 on top. But I was happy with that. You know, I thought that's what it was. Not thinking about supplies, taxes, or anything else. I was just excited to have the opportunity to at least present them a proposal. So after I put the proposal together, it was like $6,000. I called one of my mentors and told him about it. And then he asked me, he said, did you get a Freedom of Information Act? Did you apply for like the old contract for the old company to see how much they're paying. And I said, no, you know, a FOIA, it's called a FOIA.
What's it called?
A FOIA, Freedom of Information. So anytime you're trying to get some information from a school or anything, you can apply for a FOIA with them, Freedom of Information Act, and they'll give you the last contract.
So you can have a reference point.
Yeah. Mm. So, but at this time, I'm only like 6,200, you know? So I sent them an email. I never received the paper back until the day of the interview to the when I'm supposed to present the proposal. So as we're walking in, I receive the email, I look at it, and it's three times the amount that I'm
proposing.
Yes.
So they was getting paid 18,000.
A little bit under 18.
Okay. The previous company.
The previous company. You know, and I instantly seen it, man.
A month, right?
A month.
Okay.
You know, I instantly seen it. Got gas instantly. You know, just seriously, like, just start farting just uncontrollably. You know, because my mindset is set on 6,200, you know, $1,200 profit. I'm good. I'm already spending and I'm already planning and scaling what the next thing is. So once I seen that, I said, wow. You know, I went into that meeting and told him I needed a couple more days to put the proposal together.
Listen, guys, about the meeting.
Yeah, the meeting.
Can we reschedule this?
Yeah, we can reschedule this meeting to a little bit later. So I took about 2 weeks. I ended up sending an email and in the proposal. So this is more so like the end of 2019 now, right before the pandemic. So I'm calling. They like, oh, yeah, we got you. We're going to get back with you or whatever. So now January 2020, when the pandemic is kind of revving up a little bit. So now I'm watching TV and I see in Wuhan, China, they're walking up the street like fogging something. I'm like, damn, I'm telling my friend, like, what you think that is? I'm like, how is people just walking through that? I'm like, we should bring that here. So I ended up Googling what they were doing. It was electronic fogger, electronic sprayer rather. And that just sprays and cleans everything in a room, you know, within 20 to 30 minutes. So I ended up ordering that. So the next thing I did now is I dove into the CDC, you know, the Center of Disease and Control. That's what runs, you know, anything about germs. That's just shuts the city, the world down. So I'm starting to study them now.
Based in Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah.
Headquarters.
Yep. So I'm starting to study the CDC. So as I'm learning, I'm being slick. I'm starting to email Shinola, everybody. Hey, make sure your cleaning company is using this product. Make sure they're doing this. You know, make sure the CDC says that they should do this. So anything that I'm learning from the CDC, I'm emailing Shinola to say, hey, make sure your cleaning company is doing this. Because if they're not, I will.
You know, strategy.
I'll do it.
Now it feels like you're the expert in the space. Like, yo, if they're not doing that, they should be.
They should be.
This is what the experts are doing.
Yes, exactly. So,
anonymous tip.
Anonymous.
Yeah.
1-800-CRIME-STOP.
Detroit guys. Man.
So, you know, I'm emailing them probably like twice a week. I mean, everybody. I'm on LinkedIn. If you have a Shinola info at Shinola, I'm putting you in the spread. I don't care if you're doing the watches or you're on the board. You know, I just want everybody to know that I know what I'm doing. You know, between the CDC and the EPA, I'm studying every product that cleans corona, cleans any bacteria. I want to know how to clean. So around March, I get a call. So now I'm also promoting on Facebook, social media. So March, I get a call from the church. They said they want to do a clean. They wanted to get the building clean. I went and looked at it, went and bought some products. So that's where the $27 came in. Is that job right there was the first cleaning job I had. I just had to buy $27 worth of products.
Mm.
It was actually on my birthday in 2020, March 21st. Actually, I did the job. I took that day off and did the job the 22nd and the 23rd. So we went in there for the 22nd and the 23rd, did a two-day job. But halfway through there, another church was calling me that they recommended me to. So the $27 turned into $1,500 for that job. Then I had another $1,500 job the next day. And then when I'm halfway through there, they're recommending me for another company, another church.
Is it just you or you got the staff to do it with you?
Well, that's where the staffing company comes in now, because now I'm calling, going back into my website, pulling names and saying, hey, I got a job for $150. You want to come work for 2 days? So that's where I'm bringing three, four people in there with me. Well, three people and myself, and we just going in and smashing the churches.
Knocking the churches down.
All right, let's get to the staffing conversation. So as a staffing agency, how do you find people? Or how did you find people at the beginning? Like just people that you knew, or you put an ad on a website? Like, how did you find people?
In the beginning, I'm going into the neighborhoods where I'm from. You know, I play football. I coach football.
What part of Detroit you from?
I'm from the east side, the projects.
The east? What project is that?
75 in Canfield.
75 in Canfield?
Brewster's, Diggs, Paul Rose's, three. It's about six projects in one.
You just named a lot of names. 75 Canfield, Brewster, and Paul Robeson?
75 in Canfield is collectively. That's all of them that won. But they're called the Brewster Homes, the Diggs Homes, and the Paul Robesons.
And they're all in one neighborhood?
In one block.
They tore all of them down?
No. Well, that's the Brewster. They tore the Brewster's down and built Comerica Park.
Oh, okay.
So the Diggs and the Paul Robesons.
Oh, that's where the project was? With Comerica Park?
Yep. Right where the Tigers play.
Yep, home base.
And Ford Field right next to that.
Yep. Ford Field right next
but what
to
was,
that.
What was prior to Ford Field?
Was all of that was like projects and retail shops.
So it was the projects was downtown?
Yep.
That's crazy because we just left Chicago.
Yeah.
And they was telling us similar situation where they had, I think it was Caprini Green.
Yeah, Caprini Green.
And that was downtown. And they tore that down. And that's pretty common theme.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, in like the 70s, a lot of people left the inner cities and went to the suburbs. Mm-hmm. And all the inner cities in America got bad. And then in the 90s, people wanted to start coming back into the inner cities. And then that's when the gentrification of the inner cities happened. But that's like even in Baltimore. I used to live in Baltimore, like with a wire. That was like in a harbor almost. Like, mm-hmm. And then they tore that down and where it's like just townhomes now. So that's interesting.
Yeah, we went to Tulsa. Same similar situation. They put a baseball field where a lot of the bombing had happened. And we're like, wait, how did the Dodgers, did they not notice? Like, is there a moral responsibility here? But yeah, I mean, we've seen it happen.
All right. So you start with the neighborhood, people that are just in a neighborhood that need jobs.
Yeah, people that need jobs in the neighborhood or like homeless shelters.
Okay. And you just have a database of people.
At first, I was just really just going, knocking on doors. I didn't even have a website.
You just writing down names? Like pen and paper?
Pen and paper.
How many names did you get?
The first job I had probably had about 40 names, 40 people. About 20 people the first job. So I'm just going around not writing names down. If you want to work, come on, work with me.
Are you having like a priority? Like, it's like a job interview? Like, this person is probably the number one pick if I have that job. This person, I don't know.
At that time, no.
It was just whoever's available.
You want to work? You got some time to work? You want to make some money? Come on.
People like, yo, 150 cash today.
Today, come work.
Who's with me?
Clean, yes. Going door to door sometimes in the project. You know, I made a flyer sometimes, and then I'll have the kids in the neighborhood pass them out to the doors, you know, and put my name at the bottom. If you want to work, $150.
How did you determine your pricing? Like, what percentages did you realize that's how much I could pay to the employees that come, and this is how much I'm going to keep, and this is how much I'm going to need for the next job?
Well, at that time, it was more so about how much would I do the job for? You know, I'd do something like this for $150.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't even, like I said, I was learning the whole pricing and paying different people like that. So this is really like this is right during the pandemic. So it's, I'm really learning the pricing.
Mm.
You know,
you're figuring this out on the fly.
Figuring out on the fly. I don't have no huge mentors to really go to that really teach me about the staff, and it's more everything on the fly.
So when did Shinola come back around and say, all right?
They came around June. June, they ended up calling me. I ended up joining a company that gives you leads, far as you can pay $300 a month. And it's like a Facebook page where you get leads. People call here. If they want their house clean, they want their company clean. So I had another corporate company before Shinola. They came in like May. It was called Ford Motor Company.
I was going to say Ford paid for it, right?
Ford Motor Company.
It's called Ford Motor Company.
Might have heard of them.
Might have heard of them. It's called Ford Motor Company.
Ford Motor Company.
That's like this guy.
So they picked me up in May, 380,000 square feet. That was my.
So how did that happen?
I was off this lead, this page that I'm paying for this lead company, and they contacted me through the lead. Human Resource contacted me through this lead company.
Okay, so they were looking for a staffing company.
Yeah, no, they were looking for a cleaning company.
Looking
for a cleaning company. So the cleaning, I started cleaning Ford Motor Company. And then next month, Shinola called me and just said, are you ready? You know, I was like, yes, I ran out of my house to the church, got to praying, because I knew that, you know, that was a platform, you know. That was a huge amount of money a month, you know. And then once I got Shinola, I used that, the pictures, and because that brand is so big in the corporate level,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as the majority, their brand is like, it's a luxury brand. You know, only to the minorities, we don't really look at them as a luxury brand. It's Gucci, Louis, and different things like that. So on that corporate level, they were looking at them like, well, if he can clean Shinola, I know he can clean that. So I used this lead page. I just used pictures every day, took pictures every day and uploading them between Google and this app. I'm just uploading pictures and content like Facebook. So now more people are calling in. More people are hitting the link up, you know, to try to get cleaning jobs and things. Well, get us to clean.
So Ford Motors is not, it's not Ford Field yet.
No.
It's Ford Motors. So we get the Shinola thing. Now, you knew what they were paying. Now, did you use it to your advantage and say, look, if they were paying 18, maybe now, because I've been doing this for a little bit, maybe I charge them 20. Or did you take the other approach and saying, in order for me to get this, I know they're charging 18. Let me tell them I'll do it for like 16 so they can save money and make it more of a sweetening type deal.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I put myself on probation for a year.
Mm.
I took a lot less than what you just said.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I went down to prove myself. You know, I said, well, let me start here, and then when I come back, I can shoot a little higher, and then add a couple more years onto it. You know, because I'm a minority black guy. You know, I'm pretty sure in the back of their mind they're like, can he do it? So let me prove myself first. Let me shoot for 14, and put myself on a 1 year probation. So once I prove that I can do this in 1 year, then I can shoot for back to the 18 and maybe a 2 to 3 year contract.
So now you got, it's a luxury brand, like you said. Now you still going to the hood to get the staffing, saying like, well, how's the selection process now? Are you saying like, yo, we're going to bring them in because we're cleaning. I'm going to make sure everybody learns the process. Like, what's that like?
So with Shinola, I handpicked those people to work at Shinola, honestly. So I was doing interviews for Shinola. I have a more of an older staff for Shinola, a lot of older ladies.
Mm.
Shout out to Tracy. That's my supervisor up there. She holds it down. So when I started doing, I put it out there that I was looking for people for Shinola, a certain style, a certain type of person, you know, because they have millions and millions of dollars worth of watches, you know, just sitting around as you've seen, and mm-hmm. anybody can walk in there and pick something up. So I had to really do a good screening. Ended up picking three people, and we went in there.
Boy, y'all did that whole building?
Yeah, I mean, every day, yeah. Three in the morning, three at night.
That's a big building, bro.
Well, it looks big. It looks big. So, but it's just about being able to have the schedule and knowing what to do at what time, you know, just like sports, you know, just making sure that you got the right play at the right time and executed with the right people in play, you know. So a lot of the people actually, I know they love me. My staff love me up there. So whatever it takes to get the job done, they're going to do it.
So when did you start getting into the sports world?
So now that I'm promoting the Shinola on different platforms, social media platforms. My name is Believe313, so I'm pushing that on Google. So when during the pandemic, nobody wanted to take that job. You know, the arenas are closed. This is more so like June of 2020, July of 2020. So all the arenas are closed. Mm-hmm. No fans are coming in. The Tigers were looking for a staffing company to step in, but nobody wanted to go with their price. They were only offering $12. You know, so $12 at this particular time with your markup, it wasn't a lot of money.
They were offering $12
per person to
per person
that they wanted to pay their employees.
Okay, so they were offering $12. So if you staffing them, you could probably, you got to pay them at least, what's the minimum wage?
$9.50.
So you got to pay them at least $10.
Yeah.
So it's a $2 profit margin.
No, I also can put my markup on top of the 12. They want to pay the employees 12.
Okay.
Then I put my markup on top of that.
Okay.
So it wasn't nothing. So, but I took it in order just to prove myself again, you know, just to prove it to them. But they were only, I think they had 60 people trying to clean these buildings.
Earn Your Leisure is supported by First Republic Bank. You've worked hard and now it's paying off. That's why it's time to start working with a financial partner who will always have your back. With First Republic Bank, you get a personal banker who's ready to sit down, listen, and provide the answers you need, no matter how complex your questions are. Whether you're interested in residential lending or curious about other banking products, you can reach out to your own personal banker by phone or email or visit in person. It's all a part of First Republic's commitment to delivering extraordinary service every time. To learn more about their extraordinary service, visit firstrepublic.com. That's firstrepublic.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, so I stepped in there at the $12 for about a month. So what I ended up doing was doing a market analysis through the major leagues. So I seen that the Yankees were paying $27 to their cleaning company. The Red Sox were paying $25, you know, the Minnesota Twins. So I ended up doing a market analysis through all the major league baseball teams and taking it to them. And just handed everybody some paper and just told them, are we going to continue to be last on and off the field?
What'd they say when you said that?
They just looked at the paper and I have a meeting at 15. You can have this. So, I mean,
did they raise the price?
Yeah, most definitely. I get the prices right before I even got to the elevator. You know, so we raised the price and then that's when we came with the $15 and $18. Some holidays, $22.50. Supervisors, $25.50. So I got the price raised up. And then it was just more so just getting the people now.
How many people did you need for that?
On the average, it's about 140 a week.
And it's still neighborhood?
No, now I'm using social media to reach out to the city of Detroit now.
So this is interesting, right? Because you start during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Baseball came back, just no fans came back.
Baseball came fast, no fans.
No fans. So like, you don't need 140 for that, right? So like, what's that look like in the beginning? Because like, you're not dealing with fans. And then I guess in the playoffs, they started letting fans back. But so like, when fans started coming back,
they started letting a certain amount. I think it may have been like less than 10,000.
Right, right.
It was so like less than 10,000 can come back into the arena. So it was more so like a trial run, I would say. It wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
No. It was more so, it was dirty, but it wasn't as dirty as it is now. So it was more so God just set it up like that so I can train myself and get ready for this year and next year. So it wasn't really dirty, but it was dirty enough to learn.
And you the filthier the better.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you got the baseball thing going. Now you're reaching out. So social media, you're just putting the word out there and people just sending you their resume?
Well, in Detroit, you know, the culture we're in right now is all social media. So, you know, people in Detroit are not watching the news 24/7. They're not in the free press. They're on their phone. And we have a local news company that's Instagram news. It's called Metro Detroit News.
Metro Detroit News?
Metro Detroit
News. It's like, what's Atlanta's thing called? ATL, something like that, where it's like all of the stuff that happens in Atlanta.
Yeah, everything that happens.
Journal news?
All the robberies.
And so you got people like, who's on the west side, seeing something happen, they take a video, send it to him.
Yeah.
He promotes it, but he probably has about 1.2 million followers. Mm. So he's literally touching almost everybody in the city. Mm. Contacted him, got in a partnership with Metro Detroit News. So that's why he started doing the job fairs. I start promoting the job fairs on his page. And then I start using other influencers. So I use Metro Detroit News on Monday, VLive Keys on Tuesday, Jackpot, The Juice Man on Wednesday. So now, you know, it's just a mind thing. Now you're like, damn, I just seen this yesterday. I just seen this 2 days ago. I'm going to go.
And a lot of people are not, they don't have a job.
They don't have no job.
What's the job? Is it a virtual job fair or in-person job fair?
No, it was an in-person job fair.
Where at?
My office at my building.
So you just, come people just come?
Just come on up to the Horatio Williams Foundation every Friday between 12 and 3 at this particular time. And it started out with like 50 people, you know, and then word of mouth just started growing. The people who were coming to the job fairs were sharing it, taking pictures. How about the job fair? Put it on the Instagram. So week by week, it just gradually, you know.
This is actually a really good idea because it's good for a few different reasons. It serves a need because obviously there's a lot of unemployed people during this time. And you have an opportunity to give people a job. And then it's a good way to promote it on social media, especially those type of like local influencers or that type of page where it's like everybody in the city is connected to that page. And you can actually scale pretty quickly because there's a lot of people that need work.
Yep,
exactly.
They're W-9 employees? Like, how does that work? They're insured?
They're 1099. Well, we have, we got workman's comp, but everybody signs a liability waiver.
Okay.
1099 employees, so you just have to pay your taxes at the end of the year.
Yeah, this is scaling pretty fast. So you went from the churches, right? And then obviously you have Ford Motor Group, and then you went to Shinola, and then we got Comerica Park. Are you still taking the other jobs too? Are you still doing the churches, or it's like, so we still have staff that's doing that, and staff. Now we're just adding to it. Yeah.
So now that's where the staffing comes. So now we're going to have to need 3-4 people for the churches during the week.
We're still doing them.
Yeah, we still need the staff for Shinola, still need the staff for Ford Motor Company. Now we're into the entertainment field now, sports and entertainment venues.
You still when are you not hands-on anymore?
I'm hands-on.
Still hands-on.
I'm still in it. I just started, you know. And then plus I want the people to understand me. Don't think that I ain't got some money and I didn't move to Bloomfield. No, I'm still here because I like The Undercover Boss, that show. You ever seen The Undercover Boss?
Yeah.
I watch that a lot. And then once I'm working with the mask on and the hat, I can learn and see who's working, who they complaining about, you know, and just really get a good feel and really now I can kick it with the people.
Yeah. Are you still working?
Yeah, I still work.
But they know who you are.
Yeah, they know who I am now. They know who I am, but I'm always there.
But you're actually working.
Get my hands.
Every day?
Not every day.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. But I do have my own accounts that I work. I have two of my own accounts because it's only like 30 minutes a day, three times a week. But each account may pay anywhere between $6,000 to $8,000.
So what's the retention rate like for your staffing?
Retention is it's high. I mean, it's a revolving door, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by being with the stadiums, you know, we only work in. If the Lions have a home stand, I mean, Tigers have a home stand for 1 week, 6 games, and they're off for 6 weeks. They may be on the road. So the Lions have one game on Sunday. Then we may clean Tuesday and Wednesday. So you may work with just the football maybe 12 times a month. And then the baseball may be something similar between 17 to 20 days a month. So retention is high. That's why I have so many job fairs. You know, plus when people come into these stadiums, it's kind of intimidating, you know, to see a big stadium. Yeah. Like, damn, I got to clean this up. They get to thinking they got to clean it by themselves. You know, so retention is high. I mean, I'm sorry, the revolving door. It's a revolving door. So that's why I have a lot of job fairs.
What about products? Because obviously you started with the $27 in products, but as you're getting bigger jobs, more products, like what's that expense like as you're scaling?
It depends on where we're at. Like for Shinola, you know, products is $1,200 a month. Ford Motor Company, it may be $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on how you dilute the products too. Also, how the employees, because you can stretch it. For the stadiums, it's something crazy. You know, it's in the tens of thousands a month. Just the gloves, the bags, the brooms, the mop heads. You know, all this stuff has to be bought, you know, on a weekly basis.
Yeah, it's an interesting business model because I used to work in an office and, you know, I see the cleaning, they used to come through at night. Like if I stayed late, then they would come like 7 o'clock,
7, 8 o'clock.
Like that. Yeah, 7 o'clock. And it was mostly all women or like mostly Spanish women that was doing the cleaning. So I say that to say that, and they're saying that there's actually not enough people to fulfill jobs in the workforce. They're saying a lot of people don't want to work. Do you see that?
Nah. Honestly, I feel like there's people want to work. It's just about who they want to work for. I feel like I get a lot of people because of who I am. Black male, come from the city of Detroit. And I get a lot of people like, man, I just want to help you. I really want to help you, man. I really want to help you get this job and make these and get some more accounts. You know, I have a lot of my employees that make $15. That's, you know, you would think they should be in the human resource department because they, how happy they are just to work with us and just to be down there like, man, I'm gonna help you get another account. So I don't really think that people want to work. It's just about who they want to work for.
And most of your employees are black, I'm assuming.
95% of them. I got, you know, I have this Spanish community in there now. I just got another office in that area, Southwest Detroit, that I'm trying to pull the Spanish people. But I got a couple Caucasian males.
So is it, what's the percentage between men and women?
I would say about 60-40.
60% women?
60% women. No, 60% men.
Oh, yeah?
60% men.
Because when you see those jobs, a lot of times, it's women.
Yeah, it's a lot of women.
A lot of those times. Yeah. So that's interesting that you have a majority of men.
Yeah, but you got to think about it also. We're cleaning inside the stadiums. So with Shinola and Ford, those are all women.
Okay, because that's office building.
That's office building.
So the stadium is more of a heavy duty. It's more heavy lifting.
Heavy lifting, yeah. You know, you may have two rows. I'll have two rows. You'll have two rows. And we both have two bags. And we're cleaning those two rows around the whole stadium. So those bags get filled up real fast. And you want to have a guy to carry it to the top. So
how's your back office look? Because at this point, you got to have systems in place, right?
Yeah,
What's your corporate structure? Like you have like a secretary, VP of operations, like what's your operations?
At this particular time right now, I have a secretary, I have a human resource department and a payroll. I actually have a VA, okay. Which is
very important.
Oh my God. Oh, I love her. Just got a VA. So they're doing timesheets. That's the biggest part of the job is making sure the timesheets are correct because we have so many people on a day coming in and out of these stadiums that we get the timesheets correct. Because a lot of people don't even come in and sign in at 8 and leave at 8:10, don't come back. So that's where the VA is at. But we have a VA, human resource department, payroll, secretary, and I'm looking for an assistant.
Is there like a supervisor on the site?
So there's supervisors at every location and there's a manager at every location.
Okay.
That's how I'm able to, you know, like I said, run the jobs.
Those guys.
You got to have somebody at every spot, you know.
And you handpick those people as well.
Most definitely.
We kind of skipped over it, but we keep saying the word stadium. How did we get Ford Field? Because that's 80,000 people that can sit in there. And I know y'all beat, you know, my Washington team last week. Everybody doesn't have to laugh. It's not very often that y'all win games, but y'all did. No, it's a beautiful stadium. We went to a game last year.
To a historic game.
It was versus the Ravens when
it was the
Justin Tucker hit the longest field goal
in NFL history.
Yeah.
And it hit the crossbar
and went in.
And we was there.
Okay,
yeah, we was there for
we
that.
We witnessed history.
And I'm sure that your team was there after that. So how did we get? Was it the relationship from the Ford Motor Company that got you into Ford Field?
No.
How did you get to Ford Field?
Just doing the work with Comerica. I did the work on that level, the corporate level, they don't care about nothing but getting the job done. So Comerica Park, I was able to get those. Anytime they sent me a request, if they said, we want 40 people, I was able to get 50. If they wanted 60, I was able to get 65. So it's just word is traveling amongst those corporate levels. So they told Ford Field, hey, we're using Believe 313 over here. You need to do the same. And then that's the same thing with LCA. I was able to do the numbers and bring, see, Comerica Park is a lot smaller than Ford Field. So Ford Field was requiring 85 to 150 people on a Sunday. So I was able to hit those numbers. And then that's when Little Caesars Arena and everything else came in.
So, and you're getting them not just for the sporting events. You're getting them for like when there's concerts.
Yes.
And if there's like any type of programming.
Anything that's going on inside of those stadiums we're doing. I just scaled the business to another level. It's a company called ESI that does all the concerts around the world. So anytime there's a concert at Comerica Ford Field where they're setting the stage up and now putting the floor protection on the field.
Earners, what's going on? As you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. When we're looking for a sound engineer, a graphic designer, or an editor, LinkedIn Jobs is the first place we go. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then add your job in the purple hiring hashtag frame on your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/EYL. That's linkedin.com/EYL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if it was just for sporting events or any other thing that was in the arena.
Anything that goes on, if it's a conference or if it's a concert.
Car show.
Car show. You know, we just had the after party for the auto show, so we just cleaned that. So we clean anything from a small after party for the auto show to a sellout September 11th Lions game, you know, beating Washington.
This feels like, this reminds me of a conversation that we had. You remember the conversation?
You didn't say.
Well, do you remember the conversation?
I'm not sure. Which one are you going to remember?
When we met Kaiser.
Yo, it's crazy you said, I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we sat down and talked. And I'm like, he had that same mindset where it was like, look at all these buildings.
Well, he referenced it. And it's one of these things where, so we met a guy. Well, we met a guy in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very under the radar. So I won't give too much of his situation, but he's very wealthy. Let's just say that. And he lives in Nigeria and he lives in London. So then I met him in Nigeria. It was one of these things. It was like very mysterious. Like it's like out of a movie. I met him in Nigeria and then I actually had dinner with him in London. And then he popped up on us in New York and he just started, we was on the street in front of Madison Square Garden and he gave us like an hour and a half TED talk about everything in life. Like just, and I've been taking little bits and pieces of what he's been saying and like putting it out there. Like, and this, he was like, his thing is that he was in New York for like, I think a couple of weeks. And he said every single day he checks into a new hotel. And he was like, every single day he walks around for hours.
Just looking.
And he was like, he's just looking. He was like, yo, y'all don't even understand how much opportunity you have in America. He's like, New York City? He's like, you crazy? And he was like, look at these buildings. He's like, all of these buildings, somebody got to clean these buildings.
Yeah. He was somebody like, got to clean them. That's how somebody got to secure them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you need staffing for all that.
Yeah. I look at every city has a downtown that has buildings. And those buildings have a window. And they didn't just build that window. They built that window for somebody to work inside that window. So that's why I look at it for me to set staff. I can go any city. Staff and put someone inside of that window.
Well, it's one of these things. It's like, you know, a lot of these businesses, vending machines and trucks, I never really thought about who's driving an 18-wheeler until we actually got into it and we started entering. We was like, really, that's a business. Or vending machines. I never thought about who owns a vending machine. I just, you know, buy M&Ms from the vending machine. But then you realize, I never thought about who's cleaning. Because every building gets cleaned.
Got to get
cleaned. It doesn't matter if it's a high school. It doesn't matter.
That's crazy. I was going to ask him.
It doesn't matter if it's a church. It doesn't matter if it's an office building. It doesn't matter if it's an apartment building. Like, at some point in time, it has to get clean. Yeah. And there's every contracts.
Day. Every day.
Yeah, there's contracts for this. And it's like, what you're doing is so brilliant because you're actually doing community service as well. Especially the homeless shelter. I like that idea a lot. Because it's like, now you're actually giving people an opportunity to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to where people need jobs.
Most
you're in the projects, you're in the homeless shelters, and you're putting it on social media. So even if you can't reach the people physically, they can reach you by, you know, seeing an opportunity online.
Exactly.
And I can just imagine like being 19 years old and just being able to go to like, yo, I get to clean Madison Square Garden.
Exactly.
Yo, I get to go inside. Yeah. Like this is crazy. Like even that slide. So it's like your vision has given you opportunity, but it's also given other people opportunity, which is like very rare.
Yeah.
Super rare.
I always tell them when you're going to do these cleaning jobs, you know, manifest your future. You know, just don't sit here and think, oh, I'm going to do this forever. No, put your plan together because you're working with a black man who was able to put you in this job. So use me as motivation. You know, don't come here and just get used to a job. No, use me for motivation and figure out what your purpose in life is. You know, and start believing in your purpose.
So I was going to go to the part because you mentioned schools. So obviously you did the office buildings. You took over downtown. Is working with school districts a part of the division or is that something like
that's the next step. After we leave here for the next 4 months, I'm going to go and start working on the schools and the malls. I had a contract where I had a proposal with the local mall. It was just a little too much. I don't want to take on too much at this particular time. So I told him we'll try to come back to that next year.
If too much as far as staffing?
No, it's just too much on my plate overall.
With,
you know, it's a 7-day and it's a $2 million contract. But it's 7 days a week, 24 hours basically, because you got four people in the day, four people at night. and the four people at night would be working till like 5 in the morning. The guy who just bought Oakland Mall, his name Mario, and then, and I just wanted to get all the cobwebs out, you know, as far as on his end, on my end, and then we'd just come back next year to do the malls. But my focus now is the school district, DPS, River Rouge, E-Course, any school district in Southeast Michigan is what we're trying to turn towards now.
We got to have you take over everything in Michigan.
Got to.
Let's start with Detroit. We're going to have StockX, if you're listening.
No, no. You got to go Dan Gilbert,
if you're listening.
Big Dan.
Big Dan, if you're listening. Believe 313.
Quicken Loans.
Yeah,
Quicken Loans. Yeah, we're going to Cleveland.
No, Quicken Loans, the office.
Yeah.
Corporate.
But take over the stadium, too. Huh? Take over the arena.
Well, that's in Cleveland. I'm just saying that their headquarters is in Cleveland.
Yeah, Detroit. Ally. Y'all know y'all watching.
Oh, yeah, Ally. They good friends.
Stop playing.
Huntington Bank. You know, I need that.
So obviously, we're going to lock down Detroit.
Yes.
Are we taking, Believe 313 to other cities? Or so, we like in Michigan or in outside the state of Michigan?
So the end of 2023, that's the goal, is to start trying to franchise Believe 313. Because Believe is a universal word. You got Believe, Love, Free, Money. Those are all universal words. Meaning that we can go to any city and say, Believe 718 staffing. Mm-hmm. And a person gonna be like, oh yeah, this is my city, 718. I'm gonna call them. Mm. We can go Believe 305. You know, so that's the goal overall, is to take the show on the road, to go, you know, 40 states, 70 cities, you know, just be as big as Kelly Services. But my whole thing is to monopolize the small level of staffing. You know, Kelly Services and Minutemen and them are on those bigger levels, where a lot of stuff like the stadium jobs, they don't take because it's not big enough. But I'll take those $250,000, $500,000 contracts and just keep adding. I don't need 100% of this, 100%. I can take 5 and 4% and then add it all together.
So those are the competitors in the space?
Yeah. Well, not the competitors. Just to say those are the big dogs in the space.
Okay.
I ain't even really feel like I'm in competition with nobody.
So are you registered as like a, what is it, MWBE, Minority Business?
Yes.
Registered as that?
Yes, I'm a registered Minority Michigan certification.
So that's been helpful, I'm assuming, as well.
Huge, bro. That was the best $350 I ever spent.
You did that right away?
I did that when I was learning about the staff, you know, because that's how I get a lot of my accounts too, you know.
Because they have to have a certain amount for.
Yep. And then these stadiums, one hand wash the other. You know, for damn near every dollar they spend, they probably get 30 cents back, you know, just by me being a minority business. So it's a hand-to-hand thing. So anybody that's out there that's listening, that's a minority, you know, try to find out how you can get it certified in your state. Because just because you're black doesn't mean that you have a minority business. You have to get these go through these different channels.
What about government contracts? Have you got any government contracts?
I haven't really stepped. Well, I did work with the Veterans Hospital, but I stepped away from the government contracts once the stadiums came in, because it was so much of the time, you know, like I said, between 100 to some, the weekend I met y'all, we had 400 people working that weekend. So the stadiums take so much of the time that I had to just really focus on that for the first year.
Yeah, I think one of the most incredible things you said was when I asked you, how many people do you have in the staffing agency now? Can you tell them how many people there is now?
Well, as of today, when we was walking up here, we had 3,108 people fill out applications so far. And this is from February. So that's why when people say, well, nobody wants to work. Oh, no, they want to work. It's just about being able to be in front of them. You know, a lot of people aren't on LinkedIn, Monster.com. They're not going to all of these Indeeds. So if it's a way you can get your business in front of them, besides them coming to you, that's the way to go, is a social media.
So this seems like a relatively, it doesn't really take a lot to start a staffing company, huh? You get the LLC.
LLC, EIN.
EIN, you all, like, you get your business structure set up properly. And then you get the people, get a website, get the people first, I guess, to have like a database of like, this is willing people that's willing to work.
Yeah.
And then you pitch it to a company to say, look, I'll do your cleaning for you. Yeah. Are you interested? And that's it. You just got to get somebody to hire you.
But you also have to have some money also, because these companies are, you know, 30 day net. You know, so you know,
that 30.
In that 30.
Infamous,
so, you know,
that
I'm
30.
Fronting a lot of, I mean, not a lot of everything. I'm paying everything up front, and then I get it on the back end, 30.
So you're paying the staff.
Yeah, I'm paying all the staff up front.
Net 30, serious, man.
So all right. So let's talk about that. So the net 30 means, for anybody that doesn't know what that means you get paid 30 days after the job is completed, which could turn to 40 days, 50 days, depending on the process. You usually always get paid on time or?
Never.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't never expect to start a business. You're going to get paid on time. This is corporate level. So also, in a couple of my contracts, I have it work. Even though it's a net 30, I'm a smaller business. So I asked them to try to pay me within 14 days. But anyone, you know, never got paid on time. I'm waiting on somebody right now. We sweating. But they never got paid on time, honestly. But, you know, that's why you want to have at least 2 months worth of payroll in order to start this
type of, in the bank at all times.
Yes, in the bank at all time. You want to be able to figure out what your payroll is for 2 months and keep that in the bank just so, you know, you can be able to front the payroll, because the worst thing to do is to have a person work and they show up on Friday and they can't get a check.
Mm.
You go viral real quick like that.
Yeah.
You could imagine.
Yeah. That's what Ian say, net now.
That's it.
I need net now.
That's the new slang. We're doing net now.
Net now.
Yeah. Net now. Like, we're doing the job now, we need to pay now.
I like that.
Respectfully.
I like that.
Respectfully.
I gotta use that.
I need that now.
Put that in the language in the next
one. Yes, on the contract. Now. Now.
You'll leave the stadium dirty.
So you've taken over a lot of jobs. Because I'm assuming most of these companies already had somebody that was working there.
Yes.
So what's your, like, when you go, how are you knocking the person that's already there out?
It's just really, I wouldn't even say I'm knocking them out. A lot of these companies that I'm going to are already looking. Mm. They're already not satisfied with the people that they have. So they're just looking for someone to step in. So my pitch is, hey, I'm cleaning Shinola, I'm cleaning the arenas. That alone should get me through the door. You know, should be able to give me at least to put a proposal in. A lot of the companies that are cleaning these stadiums are out of state companies too also. So they're franchises that may be in Houston, mm, or Denver or something like that. So they don't have a home base here where I'm working. You will see me right there next to the people, all the people. You see me right there putting the floors down, cleaning up. So a lot of the clients like to see that too.
And you're from Detroit.
I'm from the city. So
and you're a minority business too. Yeah. So that helps as well.
A key to the city is coming. Key to the city is coming. I mean, just thinking about what you're doing for the city, like where you're from, and the fact that obviously, you've created your own business, but you're employing 3,100 people. 3,100. I'm assuming most of them come from the Detroit region.
Yeah.
Like, this is like award-winning shit that you're doing, right? So, key to the city's coming. I wanted now, like you said, you know, 3 days a week you'll go. What distinguishes, like, all right, I'm going to do this job? Is it the time factor? Like, it's only 30 minutes so I can do other things and go see the other sites as well? Is that how you propose to get your time?
You know, right now, by me able to put everybody in place, my time honestly is sort of kind of free.
Mm.
You know, so I have everybody in place. So now I'm like, let me take on some jobs in order to pay my bills or just natural living, you know. So if it's a job that I work 3 days a week, I got two of them. So it's like an hour a day, like 6 hours a week I may work. Maybe close to $15,000, $16,000 a month.
Can't beat that.
So how do you know the right, because I heard somebody say before, you should do two times. Like if you're paying somebody $10 an hour, you should charge a company $20 an hour. Is that true? Like you should be able to get 100% profit margin on.
No, you're not going to get 100%. You know, I don't even want nobody to believe that you're going to get 100%. And a lot of times it ain't really about some percentage. I have 20%, some 30, some 40. But when I put them all together, that's what really matters. So, but it depends on the job, the longevity of the job, about as far as the percentage, and also the what job it is. You know, if it's something like putting the stage together, yeah, that may be like a 60% job because it's kind of dangerous. Cleaning may be anywhere between 30 to 50%. It just depends on the client, the relationship you have with them. But whoever that was, I'm looking for some 100% job.
Man, that might have been tech. That might have been a tech staff. Yeah. Maybe they pay higher for the tech in the tech world.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that. I would imagine.
That makes sense.
So speaking of tech, so you're doing staffing, but your staffing right now is just cleaning, right?
General labor.
What's general labor?
General labor is just assembly plants, cleaning.
Okay.
You know, high school diploma.
Okay.
GED level, you know.
Do you ever have plans of expanding staffing into different areas of staff, like medical staffing or tech staff?
Yes. I mean, I'm really willing to whatever my client wants. So I cater to the client. So just right now, if I have someone who wants tech, I'm going to go out and go to Tech Town in Detroit and look for some IT people. You know, if it's someone who's medical, I can go out and try to find some RNs or different things like that. It just depends on the client and what they're looking for.
Yeah, that's one of those things that'll always be here, right? The medical staffing is
crazy. Medical and the tech staffing too.
And I'm saying, but you got the Ford Motor Group, you got Ford Field, they got the biggest hospital in Detroit,
Henry
right?
Henry Ford. Clinton. Well, I've worked with them prior, but it wasn't the medical side. It was the linen side, which that's really the biggest part of the hospital.
The linens?
Is the linen, as far as the
washing
the linens, the sheets.
The gowns,
anything that's coming from the hospital that's linen, we were washing it. And they only had like 40 people. So I was able to help them staff, get their staff up to 100% between May 21 to July 21. That was right.
Oh, like pandemic.
During the pandemic. Yeah. I was able to step in and help them out because without that part, you know, you can't have a baby. You know, you need clean sheets. So that's really the most important of the hospital.
Yeah, man, find the need.
Have you connected with any of the because like this is something that I would say like from the politician standpoint, they should champion because it's helping the city.
Yeah.
It's helping people get jobs, especially young people. It's like it's something that could be extremely beneficial. Have you gotten support from, have you connected with any politicians? Have they?
I've connected with Mary Sheffield. You know, me and Mike Duggan, the mayor, we're cordial. We know each other, but you know, the city of Detroit has their own like staffing agencies type of thing where they try to get people jobs. But honestly, the city, besides Mike Duggan and the mayor, besides that, nah, the city has, I haven't even got an award. This is really my first interview, you know, believe it or not. So
I think some things might change.
Now I'm more than certain. But I got to let them know it's a bag that's coming with my mind. I went from no interview to the top. Urban,
started urban at the podcast. Top. Yeah, started at the top. Now you're here. Yeah,
exactly.
It's amazing what some Chinese food can do, man. So the first thing you did when you got to 17,000 was real estate.
Yep.
Right. And so I'm wondering now, obviously you have time on your hand. Are there other interests that you have? Obviously the staffing is running and you got people in place. There are other interests. Is real estate one of those interests that you have?
Yeah. Real estate, me and my fiance, sold by Sade, Miss Fire, your landlord. She's actually the top realtor in the state of Michigan, rather. Let me say that. So I have no choice. Yeah, honestly, if I just bought a house the other day, I didn't even know about.
Just saw.
I got good problems.
Stuff like, yeah, the house closed. Got to give him $20,000 next week. I'm like, what house? Like, don't worry about it.
No, that's dope. I mean, you got to diversify your portfolio.
Yeah, you got to have a pivot. You know, you got to be able to pivot.
Yeah.
In this game, from real estate to staffing to cleaning. You know, the next thing I'm trying to do is transportation. You know, transportation and staffing goes hand in hand because a lot of the people that I'm employing don't have a way to work. You know, so you can catch an Uber, but you got to have a couple dollars to catch an Uber.
Yeah.
So now I want to be able to supply that ride for you to and from work. And then I just take the $15 off on the back end out your check for you coming to work. So that's the next step far as pivoting, far as transportation and real estate.
Yeah.
It's impressive. I'll be honest with you. This is really impressive, Mary.
It's one of these things that's, it just makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
And you think like, why haven't more people thought about stuff like this? Like, you know,
it's because this isn't a game for us. This is more of a white game, white man. You know, it's no really staffing companies that are owned by white people. You know, Caucasian. I'm sorry. So you know, this isn't something that we were taught about. You know, staffing. You know, I can have 100 people work 8 hours a piece and have a markup on the back end. you know, and be able to scale and maneuver and move around and do different things. We weren't talking about staff. We talk about basketball, football, you know, different things like that. But staffing is a need. Cleaning is a need. You know, everyone needs a job. In order to make this happen, you had to hire someone to, you know, to do that, to run the backside. So hopefully from this interview, a lot of more people see this and get motivated about staffing in different states, you know, also cleaning or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I think that it will definitely inspire people. And like I said, it's something that actually, even that transportation thing is crazy because it was an unfortunate situation that happened a few months ago with a bus. It was like a bus of people and they had a car accident. But long story short, the bus was coming from New York to Pennsylvania and they were saying that it had like a lot of, obviously we have a large Spanish population in New York. So they were taking a lot of like illegal immigrants. But the moral of the story was that obviously there was a staffing company in play here that had a transportation that was taking like poor people that needed jobs to a facility to clean. Mm-hmm. And that facility was like hours away, like every single day. Mm-hmm. So it's like now, like I remember that hearing that story on the news. So now when you're saying this, I'm like, oh, this actually, I could understand it now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you go into a neighborhood where people want to work and need jobs. Mm-hmm. You say, I got jobs for you. This is what you're going to get paid. Da, da, da. I'm going to give you transportation to and from. And yeah, that's the play right there. Yeah. And it's like, pretty much. It's not much more to it than that. And then it's one of these jobs, like you said, it's like, it doesn't really take too much to clean.
Yeah.
You just have to follow instructions. You have somebody in place that can give instructions. And you clean. It's just like, you know.
I think it's encouraging, right? Like, I feel like if we presented that type of situation, I feel like there might be a pride factor. Like, I ain't cleaning nobody else's mess. But like, what you've done is made it like, yo, I'm here with you.
Exactly.
Which changes the game. That's why I think it's so brilliant. And it reminds me of like, even like your story, like just an entrepreneur in Detroit. Like, let's say we hadn't met each other. Like, you would have been doing this regardless. But the fact that you're here now and we get to highlight somebody's vision, it reminds me like, this is like the origin of what we used to do. Like, find that entrepreneur that's killing it in their city and let's highlight them, because what your story is going to do is spark so many. There's like an 18-year-old who's graduating college right now or graduating high school right now thinking like, I could do that. Or a 34, like, wait, he did, I could do that. Mm-hmm. So like, that's what you are now going to become for staffing and cleaning for like an entire community, man. So
that's my goal.
I'm so happy that you're here and shared this today.
I appreciate you guys brought me on. You know, this is really big for my city though, you know. We're really on the uprise with entertainment, rap. You know, I feel like we, you know, number one city far as getting signed right now between rappers, actors. You know, we got a good thing going. So, but this, I feel like I'm stepping up for the other side as far as the small businesses. You know, as far as the 50,000 small businesses that we have in Detroit. You know, now somebody needs some type of push. You know, they're like, dang, I know Mo. Because a lot of people watching this, they know me from so many different things, mm-hmm. football, basketball, from the projects, whatever it may be. So, you know, I just hope somebody can see this and be like, I'm about to keep going. Mm. Let me find my purpose. You know, let me push, you know. We just also did a deal with the FBI, well, not the federal FBI. So we're a vendor for them. So that's a lot of places I get to keep people from to work. When you come from the federal agency, you go to something called a halfway house. Mm-hmm. And the halfway house is really jail. You have no TV, no phone. You know, you're in a room a certain time and you can't come out unless you find a job. So, you know, when I go in there, it's like a pound almost. You ever been to the dog pound and people jumping on top of each other at the window? Like,
oh, you giving them jobs?
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting all of them jobs. Probably got like 200 people out of there so far.
No, that's what's up, man.
That's powerful.
Well, the greatest human act is to inspire. So hopefully people are inspired by this and educated and motivated and inspired. And I think that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people will take this and do something productive with it because it's valuable information. And it's something, like I said, where it's not impossible to start. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's always going to be opportunities, especially if you live in any type of urban environment. Opportunity is all around you. You just got to be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like our friend from Africa told us. So sometimes, you know, we get spoiled because we just are used to so much stuff. Mm-hmm. And we just look at it like there's no opportunity, but there's always opportunity. You just got to see it.
I just got to be able to see it, you know. He's very witty. I'm very witty. That's why when I was in Shinola and they was cleaning up, I'm instantly like, oh, yeah, I can do that. You ain't got to do it. You know, it's just about, like you say, opportunity is all around us. You know, I can't think of the ism that Dan Gilbert had. It's the inch that we need is all around us. You know, that's one of the 19 isms that Dan Gilbert has. So people feel like, you know, it's no opportunity, but yeah, it's here. It's right in front of you. You know, you just got to be able to look at it and see it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Any last words? What's your social media handle, website, all of that?
My website is believe313staffing.com. My social media is believe313staffing. If you're looking for a job in the Detroit area, contact us. If you're looking for some employees in the Detroit or Southeast Michigan area, contact us. I'm just really here to motivate. You know, anybody that's seeing this from the city, I hope you get some type of motivation and pull something from this.
There you have it. Troy, housekeeping items?
Yeah, shout out to everybody on EYL University, all our earners. Shout out to everybody that supported the merch. And shout out to the city of Detroit. I mean, we really found some gems in Detroit, and I'm sure there's plenty more. Like you said, this is going to inspire an entire generation. So thank you for coming, Mario. Shout out to Ken, shout out to Chill, shout out to Jay, everybody in Detroit that's been holding
us
down.
Shout out to Jalen Rose.
Yeah, shout out to Jalen.
Shout out to Southwest T. Yeah. Good dude.
My apologies.
He's actually, shout out to Southwest T. Halfway house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I got to meet him a couple times.
Good dude. Yeah. We met him. He's actually a big fan of what we got going on. We're at
his coming home party.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So shout out to y'all and shout out to everybody supporting the merch. This merch right here? No, this merch right here. Zoom in.
Very vintage.
Zoom in. You see that?
Very rare.
Let me tell you about the guy who created this. This is our limited edition merch. You can go to earnyourleisure.com to check it out. This is from our Fashion Week edition. Some limited pieces up there. So go support that. Love is love.
Yeah, y'all. Thank you guys for rocking with us. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.